Congratulations, and you say the best to last. It looks very polished into third overnight. That's, is that good enough for you?
Yeah, I think that's near enough for me. Yeah, I don't mind having to chase the couple in front down. I'm looking forward to tomorrow, and I think it's an exciting competition. You know, it's all pretty close and exciting.
Would you say that's one of his best tests he's performed in a row?
Yeah, I think it's probably the most consistent he's done. Yeah.
He also seems so chilled. I mean, when the crowd, everyone was packed in watching you. Jock Pageant, who'd just gone in before you, everyone was there watching you. So the pressure's not going to affect you, but might affect him.
Yeah, he's done a lot of big competitions now, big ones, and he's I don't know if you've seen him at the trot up, but he's pretty hot at the trot up and pretty lively. But he knows dressage day, and he keeps his concentration, and it was a pleasure to ride him there, to be honest. I haven't ridden him up here all week. He's only been up here for the trot up. Otherwise, I just worked mine all down by the stable yard, and you know, he just went in there as if the people weren't there. But he has been into some big ones. So.
And logistically, you've got three horses to take cross country tomorrow. Is that normal? Is it going to fit in all right? Or will you be, you know, by the time you get to Noray, you might be a bit more tired?
I hope not. Now, hopefully, I should still be all right. And hopefully the first two would have gone superbly, and I'll be feeling very confident and very fresh. If the first two had gone badly, I might not be feeling quite so lively, but I'll be very determined either way.
Because you're not in with the shout just with Nareo. I mean, Avebury and your third string is such a right up there.
Yeah, they're all up there, so we're trying to keep them right up there.
And being third overnight and high placed with the other horses, is that a good, better position to be in?
Yeah,
as in the pressure's not quite on you so much?
Well, the pressure's always there, in it, but you've got to be near enough in the dressage to be competitive. It's no good having to play catch up from too far back, but I'm quite happy being in this position. It's not very often I'm in the lead after the dressage, so I'm used to chasing them down, but I've learned I'm best to be near enough. Yeah.
And you've had a chance, I'm sure, to look at the course a little bit more closely. What are the fences there that are most scary ones that you're a bit wary of?
I think it's very different than the last few years. The last few years have been very big attacking type fences. This year, the first half, I think Mark's been very clever in trying to slow us down and burn up a lot of energy. I don't think it will ride twisty. I think the horses will just get very tired very quickly because he's used the undulating ground. They're not big hills, they're little mounds up and down round, which is tiring for the horses. It's hard to keep your concentration. And then when you get to the second half, he opens it all up, which, if you're behind the clock, you then suddenly think, I can chase the clock down, and then, the horse is tired and you make more mistakes. So. Yeah, it's a good course, and I think you've got to ride it right to the end.
And you can think it suits your horses, or particularly any one of them in particular?
I think that they're all very capable of going around it. Nareo wouldn't be the biggest fan of the little up and down mounds around because he's got a massive stride and it's very powerful. And when you have to keep letting them slow up, move forward, it's quite hard for them. But he's done it here before. He's done other courses like this before, and he knows he's not here just for a feed and a stay away in the stable yard. He knows what he's here for, and I'm sure he'll do his job properly.
Let's hope so. Thanks very much.